So we got more romance scams.
Definitely more romance scams. I did the one with Randy, where Randy's mom is a victim of a romance scam, and how it bleeds over into the family, friends, everything else. Because of that, Kathy Waters reached out to me. Kathy Waters runs a website with Colonel Brian Denny called Advocating For You, the letter U.com. It turns out that Brian Denny's picture has been used on not one, not two, but hundreds of these fake profiles on dating sites, Facebook, everything else, in an attempt to find victims and con them out of money. He's one of these guys that they use his picture. And it's evidently pretty common for these scammers to use the pictures of military vets. So this guy is a distinguished serviceman, and he come to find out, he finds out one day that his picture is being used by scammers across the world.
So, okay, let me get this straight. He's, I take it, a fairly good-looking guy.
He's a common-looking guy. But the thing is that scammers know that, well, the guy's in the military. You know, we're not going to pull his pictures off of Facebook. We'll pull them off one of these military sites. That way they're harder to find. He moves around a lot. So we can say that we're this guy. He may not find out. It may take him a while to find out that his picture is being used. Kathy comes in that a friend of Kathy's mom was a victim of a romance scam that used Colonel Brian Denny's picture.
Oh, man.
So Kathy, she gets this wild hair, and she's like, I'm going to find out, because she thought the woman was being scammed. She's like, I'm going to find out what's going on here, because she was looking at the picture, and on the name tag, it looked like it said Denny, and the victim was saying, oh, no, it doesn't say Denny. It says whatever other name the scammer was using. And so she starts looking around, uses 10 eyes, starts going through all the pictures and everything else, finds the real Brian Denny, calls him up, and he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I do know that my picture's already been used by scammers perpetrating these romance scams. So I was very fortunate. Both Kathy and Brian, they are absolutely outstanding people. They truly, truly are. I was very fortunate that they both agreed to come on the Anglerfish podcast. We talked about their experience. We talked about the problem of removing these fake profiles, how a lot of platforms, Facebook, a lot of dating sites, they really don't do much to remove those profiles. So here's an example, and Brian talks about that during the podcast. But Brian and Kathy will inform Facebook of all these profiles. And Facebook, they may remove them, they may not. It just, I guess it depends on the mood of the person that they're talking to. But Facebook has even given both Kathy and Brian excuses of, well, you know, they crop the picture. You know, you're uploading the pictures that they're using. Our algorithm can't find it because these scammers, they're cropping the picture. They're obscuring the face a little bit. They're doing all this other stuff. So Kathy, she's like, really? So she goes and tests that. She crops the picture. She obscures it. She does all this stuff. No, that's not the reason. It's just that Facebook doesn't want to remove it. And that's one of the things that both Kathy and Brian are advocating for on advocatingforyou.com. That's the letter U. They're advocating that we can get past Section 230 in the House of, I think it's House of Representatives bill. Anyway, it's on change.org. If you go to advocatingforyou.com, there's a link there that you can sign this petition. And what that does is that makes these platforms like Facebook and these dating sites liable for the content that's on their site. What a novel concept that is.
Welcome to the Anglerfish Podcast, where we navigate the dark waters of our online lives. I'm your host, Brett Johnson. Season 1 of Anglerfish tells the story of my rise and fall as the original internet godfather, and how I was able to turn from a life of crime to now being focused on protecting people from the type of person I used to be. The second season of the Anglerfish podcast dives into the deepest, darkest waters of our online lives. We'll be discussing fraud and financial cybercrime, sure, but also human trafficking, drugs, cyberbullying, fake news, extremist groups, nation-state attacks, child pornography, and more. Anglerfish believes shedding light on the darkest parts of the internet helps us to better understand the problems and find solutions instead of living in a world of fear. Welcome to the Anglerfish Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today on the Anglerfish Podcast, we are extremely pleased to have Kathy Waters and Brian Detty from AdvocatingForYou.com. Kathy, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the Anglerfish Podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian, for having us.
I can't tell you how happy I am, how extremely happy I am to have you both on the show. If you don't mind, let the audience, our listeners, know a little bit about each one of you.
Go ahead, Brian.
Kathy, you want to go first?
It's always fun to figure out who's going to go first.
Right. Yeah, I'll go first. My name is Kathy Waters, and I got involved with the romance scams because my mother's friend was a victim, and she was a victim of somebody using Brian's photos. So I reached out to Brian, and we were able to kind of work together, and now we are advocates, and we have worked on the Hill in the past, and so that's pretty much my story.
Outstanding. Brian, so your photos have been used, huh?
Yeah, so I spent 26 years in the United States Army, and shortly after retiring, I was contacted by someone who had been scammed using my photos. I never heard of romance scams and certainly never thought my pictures would be used in something like this, but that's kind of where it started for me. Kathy reached out a couple of months into my fight trying to get the fraudulent pages off of social media. Kathy reached out, told me her story, and offered to help, and we teamed up and have kind of been attacking this as a team since late 2016.
So when did it start on your end as far as, using your picture for these scams?
Sure. So it was in July of 2016. I'd been, retired just a couple of months, and I was contacted through LinkedIn. I was on LinkedIn a lot, worked updating my profile and whatnot, doing the old job search thing. And a lady reached out to me from Canada, said she'd really like to talk to me, and I wasn't really sure what this was about, and but I was still pretty naive, and gave her my phone number, and we talked. And she said, "Hey, I want to confirm that you're Brian Denny from the Army." I said, "Yes, I was in the Army." She's like, "But you're not now." I'm like, "No, I'm not." She's like, "You didn't just come home from Syria." And I'm like, "No, ma'am, I've never been in Syria." And she said, "Well, I've been talking to a guy using, your name and your pics for several weeks now, and I've sent him money, and I think he's coming to visit me." And I'm like, "Ma'am, I think you got the wrong guy." And she said, "Well, this is the guy. I'm going to send you a picture." And she sent me pictures. And they were sending pictures of me that she'd taken off the internet. And she sent me a couple of plane tickets with my name on it and the like. And it kind of opened my eyes to what was going on out there. And that was how it started for me back in July of 2016.
Is there any way to stop someone from using your pictures and claiming to be you?
So at first, I would just tell everybody to be careful, what they put on social media. I mean, I wasn't a big social media guy. I used Facebook simply because they were the easiest way for me to stay in touch with my friends overseas. I served in Europe for about 11 years. I've worked with countless numbers of soldiers throughout my career that I wanted to stay in touch with, and that was really the mechanism to do that. Although I have to say, the first few images that were used, or some were taken off of Facebook, some you could just Google me, and they were old pictures owned and used by the Department of Defense, Army, Public Affairs offices, and this kind of thing. So they were just readily available. So I would just tell anybody to know that anything that you post, you know, be aware, it could be used for, you know, for all the wrong reasons.
Sure.
And I'm conscious that anything I do, you know, any kind of live broadcast, or Kathy and I have both spoken on television and video about this, and those things have been used by scammers as well to go and just do voiceovers and kind of blame the disconnect in the voice and the image on, you know, being in a secure location or whatnot, or just a bad connection. But anything can be used, you know, if you've got the right technology and you're looking to take advantage of people.
Sure. And Kathy, on your end, you said your mother was a victim of one of these scams?
It was my mother's friend.
One of your mother's
old
friends.
Coworker.
And so tell us that story on what happened with her.
Well, she came over for Thanksgiving, and I had heard she was talking with a soldier that was deployed. And she just gushed about him all over through Thanksgiving. And so she showed me a picture of him. And when I went back later that night, because the story really seemed too good to be true, I noticed that on the name badge, it said Denny. And she thought the name was Ross Newton. So I looked into it more and was able to find Brian on LinkedIn. And I reached out to him to see if he already knew about this, which, like, is very typical for any victim to do. They always want to make sure that they are talking to the real person. And that's when Brian told me that this has been going on now for a few months. And the more we talked about it, the more we looked into it and realized that it was a much bigger problem that we knew about, and that really these platforms ever let on. And I don't even know if I think the platforms are aware, or were aware, but they don't inform everybody. They don't let their account holders know exactly what's going on and how much of the scam is out there.
No, I would agree with you, because it's how should I say it would be PC correct? How about not being PC correct? So
let's go with that option.
You know, yeah, I think that the reason is you know, if they start talking about their platform being used for scams, for illegal activities, that users get scared to use their platform, and then they start losing millions upon millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So I think they try to keep it hidden in order to keep profits alive.
Yeah. So they don't want to, you know, if you acknowledge that there is a problem, that because it's your platform, you know, there implies some responsibility to fix the problem. And they've got a great get out of jail card because of the Decency and Communication Act that Kathy will be happy to tell you all about. But they really can't be held liable, and they're happy not to be held liable. But just having them acknowledge a problem, that there's an issue, is really almost a tough road to hoe. I mean, you've seen the testimony in front of Congress, and it's like the first couple of times we had talks with people, like, they never heard of romance scams, and how could this be happening, because it violates their community standards. It's really just laughable.
I would agree with you. And so we're talking about these platforms. So our listeners understand what we're talking about. When we say platforms, we mean the dating sites. We mean Plenty of Fish, eHarmony. We mean some of these sugar daddy sites, potentially, like Seeking Arrangement, things like this. We mean all these dating sites. We also mean sites like Facebook, where people like Brian's pictures are harvested and then used by people to pretend to be that person. All these platforms, they are aware, make no mistake, they are aware that scams take place there. They're completely aware.
And we're even talking, even game apps. Like Words with Friends, that is swarming with scammers, reaching out to people who play the game. So, you find them on Facebook, on recipe sites, on sites that are for grandmothers only. They know exactly where to hit.
Sure. And, you know, I did an episode, and that's where you and I met, Kathy. I did an episode of Anglerfish where I brought in the son of his mother, had been a victim of multiple times of these romance scams. And I don't know if your mother's friend was the same way, but his mother you know, initially she knew that it was a scam, but she continues to talk with the scammer. And of course he's a good social engineer. He knows what he needs to say. And he continues to build that relationship until finally he starts talking her out of money, you know, 10,000 here, 20,000 there, 30,000 there. I'm not sure if that's the same story with your mother's friend, but I think that what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of these scams, it's for the long con. You'll have people that will, either male or female, that will get out there and try to scam you out of money and immediately start asking for money. And sometimes it works, most of the time it doesn't. But, you know, you have to realize that a lot of these scammers are in Ghana. They're in Egypt. They're in countries where a few thousand dollars equals a year's salary. So it's worth it to them to sit there and talk to somebody for potentially months on end until they build up enough trust to say, hey, you know, my son's in the hospital and I need money. Or he doesn't even say that. He says, you know, my son's in the hospital, I would love to see you. And then the victim volunteers the money. I think a lot of people
this is a paying job. This is a lifestyle. This is work for people that are dedicated. So Kathy and I are kind of fighting this in our spare time, but what we're fighting is people who, I mean, this is their income. This is what they do to get money to sustain themselves. So, and it's relentless. You know, we can't, if Kathy and I, if we were allowed just to take down sites, that would be one thing. But we're not. We have to go through the procedures to have sites taken down. And let's talk about, you know, kind of Facebook, because they have a decent reporting process, you know, so you can kind of wicker through it. But, you know, Kathy kind of mentioned, you guys were talking about some of the sites that this happens on. Kathy compiled the list, and it was everything from Google Hangouts to, you know, Chinese-only dating sites. There's literally thousands of sites out there that we are not touching. We've only really touched Facebook because they are the leader in you know, social media. And they have some clear community guidelines, community standards, and they have a clear reporting process. And so really it's been just trying to help them see where their holes are and try to help them kind of do a better job, provide a better service for their folks.
Right. And it's interesting to me that you mentioned Facebook, because I bitch about Facebook a lot. And the reason I do that, I mean,
join the club.
So the reason I do that is, you know, I used to be the cyber criminal guy. I used to be the top tier cyber criminal guy. And now I've turned my life around and I complain a lot about these different sites that host criminal activity. And on Facebook today, you can go and you can buy stolen credit card details. You can buy people's PII. You can, engage. You can watch people being murdered. You can see child pornography if you know where to look. You can buy prostitute. You can engage in prostitution. There's also all these fake accounts on there of these people like that are using pictures like Brian's. And so you guys are notifying Facebook of these accounts. And what tends to happen when you notify Facebook of these things?
We get a lot of I think they try to pacify us a lot. I think when they agreed to talk with us, it was going to be a pacify them. They'll go away. But we didn't. And we started to notice that all of the promises that they were telling us that they were going to do in the future, nothing has gotten better. I am in contact with over 100 different anti-scam groups. I get the same concerns all of the time. And it's just that these accounts are not going down. Some do go down. But the ones that are clear as day that they are fake remain. They remain under their own protocols on there. You know, you can't build more than one account, and that's apparent. You can tell that some of them are built by the same person. And who is really looking at these accounts when they're reported is what we would like to know. Well, we've never been invited to see the process.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sticks out to me is I shouldn't joke about it, but I'm going to. It sounds like it's the internet's version of pillow talk. That we're just going to tell you we're doing something. You know, we love you, but yeah, this is pillow talk. You know, don't pay any attention to it.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's gotten to be a little less frilly than pillow talk, but I mean, and Kathy does a great job. I mean, quite frankly, she's provided much needed organization to me, just kind of bashing away and trying to have profiles removed. But it's a matter of, you know, Kathy will report 100 profiles, and you know a third of those are removed, and then I'll report the remainder of those, and I'll have a 60% success rate of getting profiles removed using my picture. And so it kind of goes back to, if you can see me and you know this is my real profile and I'm reporting this as fake, and there are pictures of me that are being used on this fake profile, you ask the question, you know, who's looking at this? The answer is no one. No right. one looks at mm-hmm. this.
No,
this
I would,
is
I would
done
agree.
By AI. And quite frankly, they, you know, I am of the belief that better AI could do a better job, but it requires money and resources to do that kind of thing. And in the time that we've talked to them about this, they've opened up Facebook Marketplace. They've opened up dating sites. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's what makes money. I mean, so this is only a detractor, unless you consider that your reputation and providing a safe, secure place to communicate and looking after your base of users has a value associated with it. And I don't think they value that appropriately, because they'd rather say over, you know, we've got over so many billion, profiles.
Right.
But if they say, mm-hmm. yes, we do, but there's a double digit percentage of those that are fake. And then with, you know, outside of that, there's a significant percentage of those that are dedicated to violating our community standards, selling military ID cards, government ID cards, driver's license, the stories and scripts of how to scam people. And these are not hidden. These are easy to find. And then the other mm-hmm. stuff that you talked
They're
about,
public.
You know, from child pornography and other nefarious kind of hideous things that we would all agree, wow, that shouldn't be there. They don't make any, you know, they don't profit by talking about them or really advertising that those are there. So they just go, yeah, we don't, you know, we're not really tracking what you guys are talking about. It seems right. like that's right. over and over the story.
It's interesting that I want to just back up there just a second so the audience takes a second to really consider that. You're notifying Facebook of fake accounts which are using your picture. You are able to prove beyond a shadow of any doubt whatsoever on this planet that you are who you claim to be, and yet Facebook does not remove all of the fake accounts which are using your picture.
Right.
That is the most bizarre thing. I would say it's the most bizarre thing in the world, but, you know, we had a brief discussion yesterday, and I pointed out that we did a podcast on online fraudcast last year, and we asked someone who had recently worked at Facebook as in the fraud section about that. Not about fake pictures, but about allowing illegal activity or illicit activity on the platform. And his mm-hmm. response was, you know, we see it. We as analysts do notify and try to have it taken down. But legal comes in and says, you know, hey, if we start removing this stuff, if we miss part of it, then we become responsible for all of it. To which I thought that was the most bullshit reason that I had ever heard in my life.
It's criminal.
But it's the reason, and that's the reason often cited. I mean, once you acknowledge, it goes back to, you know, there's a level of responsibility once you acknowledge that there's a problem. And they're so worried that, you know, if users like me, people are, you know, that use the platform were like, oh, well, I lost money. You know, I told you there was this one thing and, you know, you didn't get it. And now you're liable. And I don't think that's what I think there's a level of, I want to know that they're doing their best effort to get rid of and clean up their site. I don't expect perfection, but I do expect them to work and have better systems that are certainly in place right now. But I think that they have the belief that, well, if we try at this, I mean, we don't want to get involved in it because it's going to take, one, it's going to take resources, and that's money. And our stockholders, rely on us to make money. And if we're doing this, that's taken away from, you know, our profit. And then if we're not perfect on it, we could be held liable. And so, you know, I don't think they're looking to be They're certainly not looking to be held responsible by any means. And they are not, and they act irresponsibly.
No, I would agree with that. Go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that I was going to tell you, Brett, that the meetings that we've had with Facebook, when they try and say the things that they're doing, I wanted to know why Brian's pictures aren't recognized. How come they're not flagged? We provided 55 pictures or 52 pictures of Brian to flag. So when somebody tries to post them, they're knocked down right away. Well, they were telling us, well, sometimes those, you know, those accounts still make it because the pictures are either cropped or they're shaded. And so everything that they try and tell us that they are doing, I try and go back and, what do you call it? Like debunk it kind of thing.
Sure.
And so, that's exactly what I did. I went online, I created a fake account using Brian's photos. I cropped them and, I made them black and white. And as soon as I went to post those pictures, it automatically noticed Brian's name and they tagged his name right on that photo. So you cannot tell us that their system doesn't recognize these photos. It can do a hell of a lot more than what they're saying or what they're allowing their technology to do or their employees to do. It's all right there in black and white in all of our reports.
Yep. And it's so rampant that when Kathy created the fake profile using my image that she cropped and shaded and did a number of things to, it still recognized me. And it suggested a group of friends based on knowing me. And the friends were all from Nigeria. Which is where the preponderance of the fake profiles that use my pictures are coming from. So it's changed my whole social demographic. Just the use of my pictures in this way, and yet they can't see it, they can't sort it out, they can't figure it out, and they can't come up with a good reason of why that happened.
Well, I mean, the good reason is that they don't want the public, their users, to know that it's going on because it would damage user trust.
Well, that's right. That's a reason. It's not a good reason, but that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, you know, quite frankly, people that trust any of these sites to be more than they are, I mean, they look like soft, fuzzy bunnies and, you know, helping people to connect and communicate. But the reality is, it's just like posting your pictures and your bio and a lot of other sensitive information that you might have up on a bulletin board downtown in some of the worst places in the world and just putting it out there for people to see and use. And people are seeing it and using it and doing all kinds of stuff.
Right.
It's not nearly as safe and fuzzy and cuddly as you may want it to be. And while we're passing on Facebook, I would say this. We did choose Facebook because they had some clear ways to report. Whether or not they act responsibly and do anything, that's another story. They don't. But I certainly couldn't use Google. I tried to report a little bit on Google Hangouts, which I was not on. That was so frustrating and non-productive. It just wasn't worth any time of day. I don't have an Instagram account anymore just because I again looked at that and tried to report and it wasn't profitable. And I'm not on any dating site, despite the couple of hundred that Kathy has checked out. I am on them, but in reality, I'm not on them.
Right.
It's just crawl with barrel. They don't care. It's a free for all. Facebook was our one chance to have a nationally recognized leader in the industry acknowledge some level of responsibility, say it's a problem, and work towards fixing it. And so it's fun to bash them because they're the big giant and because they've just not done much in the way of helping solve the problem. And I think they could do much, but they are the platform that we're trying to save, so to speak.
I mean, you're right. It is, and I face the same problem. I've got a Facebook page as well. I try not to use it that much because I do bitch about Facebook all the time. Let me ask you this. I was recently told that, you know, Brett, do you honestly think that Mark Zuckerberg cares anything about you complaining or anything you're saying about Facebook? And I will pose that same question to you, because when I heard that, I was like, I got a little in my feelings about that. You know, I was like, well, no, he's a billionaire. He's not going to listen. He doesn't care what I've got to say, but does that mean I need to keep my mouth shut? And I guess I would ask you guys the same question. I mean, what do you think about that? We're dealing with a guy who, I mean, it's the platform is used for all these activities. They don't really, I think they're fraud analysts. I think the fraud analysts over there do the best job they possibly can. But I think that between legal and between legal and the philosophy of the platform itself, I think that they're not able to do a whole hell of a lot. So I would ask what you guys think about that.
At best, we're background noise. It is not something that he is overly interested in. I mean, quite frankly, if you look at the congressional testimony, they never even heard of this as a problem. And all of a sudden, we're going to do something about it. We're going to hire some more people. But, you know, quite frankly, this is background noise to him. It hasn't cost him personally any loss of sleep, loss of money, loss of investors, none of that. You know, and those are things that will matter. Short of his mother, grandmother, aunt, uncle, a close family member being taken advantage of by these folks to a point where it impacts him personally or someone in his life, you know, this is background noise. It's just not something that, you know, he is concerned about. If he was concerned about fixing it, the problem, it'd be fixed.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It would be fixed. There's no doubt.
If you go back to, I learned this in the Army, that, you know, money, your resources follow priorities, right? You can say what your priorities all day long and watch where the money goes, and then you'll find out where the real priorities are. The real priorities went towards establishing a dating site. Money went towards establishing a dating site on Facebook. How much money has been dedicated towards fixing scammer profiles or duplicate profiles on their platform? I can't tell you. Kathy did say that there's been no significant change in the 3 years where that we've been reporting this. And that's a true statement.
All right. Yeah,
We have done multiple reports. We did an initial, we did our quarterlies, and then we did an annual at the end to show any kind of results, which there were really no significant results. And we've done a couple other reports since then. They are on our website if anybody wanted to check them out, along with a lot of our research that we did, like with the black and white pictures and the cropping and everything like that. But we were told that they are going to hire 35,000 people within their security and the safety and all that, and nothing. We've seen no kind of significant change. And like I said, I work with so many different of the scam groups, and you would think that somebody would be able to notice by now that more accounts have been going down when they're reported. But yeah, they're simply not. So how many are truly fake accounts that are on there? They're counting over 2.3 billion accounts now. How many are truly authentic accounts? That's just kind of scary. I'd love to know that number.
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, so given the fact, okay, so I think we can throw out the idea of these platforms, Facebook, the dating sites, the gaming sites. I think we can kind of throw out the idea that they're going to get rid of a lot of these fake profiles. So given that, and given that these profiles are used to victimize people, what advice can we give to victims out there or to potential victims in order to help them protect themselves against these people who are preying on them?
I got this, man. This is easy because we can tell you, lots of things about how to increase your, you know, check your profile settings and, you know, make sure you know what's public and what's not and this kind of thing. But the real of it, like I said, some of the first images were U.S. Army photographs that were shot of me by public affairs officers when I was in combat in the Middle East and doing interviews and the like. So there's always pictures. You can Google yourself and find a picture or two, and that's how it starts. The real thing is this, and if people did this one thing, this would go away. Do not give money to people that you do not know. Period.
That is the answer, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, it's a simple kind of thing. But you wouldn't pass by a guy on the corner here in, you know, Williamsburg, Virginia, or Fresno, California, and if a guy said, "Hey, give me $500," would you do that? You wouldn't do that, right? But it starts like that. And you know, I've been told, well, I thought I knew you because we've been talking. Well, you know, you're talking to a picture and to somebody typing in a computer. I mean, you don't know that person. I mean,
well, that goes back to this whole idea of having friends online. You know, Facebook, we've got, right. I've got 17,000 friends. No, you don't.
No, that's exactly right. And as long as the pictures make money, they will still use those pictures. Right. As long as one of my buddies said today, oh, that's still going on. And I was telling him I was going to do a podcast this afternoon. He's like, that's still going on. I'm like, dude, this is going to go on for the rest of my life and then some.
Yeah.
For as long as, mm-hmm. and one lady said, well, at some point your pictures won't be really that, you'll be old and your pictures won't be that good. I'm like, the pictures stay the same, right? The pictures are the pictures, right? It's the same pictures used over and over and over. And as long as people give money to somebody, you know, mm-hmm. saying this is me using those pictures, then this is going to happen. And we've talked about this. It's the story you can weave of the pictures. You know, a guy in a uniform, a guy with his kid, a guy with his kid and some horses, and you can tell some pretty good lies based on just three of those pictures. And mm-hmm. as long as people give money and, you know, listen to that story and give money to those pictures, and that's really what you're doing. That's all, you know, and you know, they'll still be used, and you know, they'll still be, people will be taken advantage of.
Don't give money to strangers. I mean, I think that we have to, I think that's a lot of the key right there is we have to start raising awareness of these people that, you know, and a lot of people are, they're lonely. They don't have anyone else in their lives. They're mm-hmm. looking for that special someone. I don't even think it's sex based. I think it's just company. Mm-hmm. You know, I want somebody companionship.
I didn't like the romance, you know, the whole idea that it's romance scam. I don't like that that terminology. I kind of shy away from it. I think it, you know, it could be a guy or gal. Quite frankly, it, you know, it's an older lady who's lost a husband, a father, somebody who was in the military, wanted to have a connection with somebody in the military, you know, and like, hey, what can I do to help you? Send you money, send you a phone, send you something. You know, it gets, you know, they call it a romance scam. I think really doesn't do some of the people that are kind of caught up in it, doesn't do them justice, but it really starts off with people just looking to have a connection, sometimes with a soldier, and that's it. I don't think the romance scam name is really fair to a lot of the people that get involved. Certainly it's a component of it, yes, but I wouldn't label it everyone in that way. I don't think that's always true.
No, I think you're right.
Brett, I wanted to say too that a lot of people wonder why people just send money, and that is part of the scam, but the majority of it is the psychological and emotional abuse that goes along with this. And it's manipulation, and these people are manipulated to the point that they send the money. So a lot of times, you know, people will be like, I would never send a dime to anybody I don't know. But they can never say that, because if they get in that vulnerable position, they know exactly the right words to tell these victims. And that's exactly where the manipulation starts. And it's so easy to fall for it. So I never want people to think that it can't happen to them, because it absolutely can happen to them.
Well, I think you're right.
These guys, this is their job.
And
you're right. They may throw this out to 100 people. Of 100 people, let's say they spend a day with a profile. They reach out to 100 people through some media platform. Of those 100 people, they get responses from 20 back. Of those 20 people, they're able to establish a dialogue with 10. Of those 10, you know, two of them may give them money. That's a good thing.
I agree. And, you know, the thing with that I preach a lot the past year is understanding the victim side of this. It's not, a lot of people think that victims of romance scams or phishing and things like that they're ignorant, that they're stupid. It's not that.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. you're being manipulated. Think about that. Think about, you're so lonely. You've got a person that's so lonely, mm-hmm. just wanting a human connection. They get that human connection. and that may be the only person in their lives. And then that human connection comes up with a problem, an issue, some sort of life-threatening or, some, you know, I've got a family member in trouble, something like that. I need money. But they may not even say it. They just say the problem. But, of course, the solution right. is money. So now you've got the victim that is scared that mm-hmm. they may lose the only human connection in their life. That is a I mean, that's a powerful force right there. That's mm-hmm. a powerful yep. force.
And yep. they've been known to use scare tactics. These women will send photos, nude photos of themselves. Then they feel like they're stuck, because then that's when the scammer will come forward and say, you know, well, I will post your pictures here. I mean, there's so much to these scams and what these people go through, what these victims go through emotionally. It's pretty mind-boggling that to think that it can happen to anybody, but it happens to doctors, psychologists. I mean, I've talked to them all, teachers, nurses. My mother's friend was a nurse. So they're very highly educated people, too. I never want people to think that it's anyone who's less educated than another.
No, I appreciate you saying it, because, again, it's got nothing to do, mm-hmm. nothing to do with stupidity, ignorance, or anything else like that. It's
agreed.
And you're right. It's not just preying on people's loneliness. I mean, you can start like that, but all of a sudden it changes into that blackmail. I've got these pictures. It can change into fear-based, threatening, anything like that.
Yep. I'm glad you picked up on that. It's a very important part of this thing. You know, now blackmailing, and I've been sent pictures that they obviously had, you know, scammers had obviously taken from somebody like that. And they're like now reaching out to me to try to get me to fight on that. I mean, it's a vicious kind of cycle that takes place.
So you guys run advocatingforyou.com. And what does that website do?
So we have information on the work that we're doing with legislation-wise. Talks about one of the laws that are out there right now, the 230 Communication Decency Act, that allows platforms to pretty much get away with anything that is posted by a third party on their site. So that is why we don't see a lot of change right now, because they're not held responsible to take down these criminal-based sites, really. So we have information on that. We also have some stories from victims, from the identity theft victims, like Brian. It has websites where you can go and report to the IC3.gov, which is covered by the FBI, as well as the Federal Trade Commission. You can report the crimes on there too. So it has a little bit of everything, and you can definitely join, and you don't have to join. You don't have to be a member on the website, but in order to leave comments, a story, anything like that, we would love to have your membership.
And you guys, I mean, you guys have spoken to Congress. I mean, you've been on television talking about this. You guys do absolutely great work. You truly do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brian Denny.
We got nothing else going on. It's pretty easy.
Well, I mean, we've all got some free time right now with, you know, coronavirus. But, of course, that means the scammers have a lot of free time now, too.
Exactly. And, you know, I was going to say that, too. They're even putting the COVID into their stories, in these romance scam stories. So, they're definitely using the illness in that. And, again, pulling at the heartstrings. So people definitely need to be aware of that.
I agree. And Kathy Waters, Brian Denny, thank you so much for sharing your story. More than that, I want to thank you so much for just doing the work that you're doing. I mean, it's important work. And, I mean, without people like you, the planet would be a much worse place than it is. So thank you so much for everything you're doing.
You're very welcome. Thank you. It's an honor to do it.
Absolutely. The website is Advocating For You. That's the letter U, advocatingforyou.com. Brian, Denny, Kathy Waters, thank you again so much for coming on the Anglerfish Podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Brett, for having us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Anglerfish Podcast. I appreciate it. If you like it, please subscribe and drop me a line saying hello. Hello is always good. You can reach me direct at brettjohnson@anglerfish.com. That's Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at anglerfish, anglerphish.com. Other than saying hello, feel free to email questions, comments, concerns, or even show suggestions. I respond to every single email I get. And please, tell your friends about us. Rate and review Anglerfish wherever you can. As Anglerfish continues to navigate the dark waters of our online lives, remember, stay safe, stay secure, and stay vigilant.